Hey, Gordo, what's the trend in thinking on that SPS light? To leave it lit or to bump the pressure up?
Well, Ed Mitchell must be at work. We're just talking about that subject. I'll call you when they come up with a final decision.
Okay, and Ron has closed the limb hatch, he's put the drogue in, he's put the probe in, and he's putting the CSM hatch in as a one-man exercise suited. So he's doing the whole thing and he's still in his suit. Our suits are stowed.
Okay, Gene. We got one question here that just waiting for a convenient time to ask. And that was wondered if, with reference to the wake-up problems we had this morning, if you clarified just exactly why Ron didn't hear our crew alert master alarm. Do you know exactly why?
Well, it's not the Seconal. As much as I hate to admit it, the power audio tone was off on my headset.
Okay, we kind of suspected
so,
that.
Okay, that lets you rest a little bit easier. And just to prevent something like that from happening again, or if it should happen again, what we'll do, we'll hook up the tone booster, which we didn't have hooked up last night.
Okay, we concur. Sounds good.
Gee whiz, I just got it in time until I tried to push out the caution and warning, the master alarm, and burnt my end of my finger. I was also in a sleep restraint. Upside down with a zipper in the back, and I had a little problem getting my hands up to start with also.
The hutch.
Houston, cabin repress is back to both now. I mean, emergency cabin repress.
Roger, Ron.